It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go yonder and pray." Gethsemane is located in a valley. Perhaps that is symbolic. For life cannot be lived on mountaintops. It is a series of highs and lows. And here at Gethsemane was a low period for our Savior. Gethsemane is located in the Kidron Valley, between the Mount of Olives to the east and the temple area inside the walls of Jerusalem to the west. It was a favorite spot for Jesus, and no doubt he came here often to pray and rest. On the night of his arrest, he had brought with him his disciples. Three of them, James, John, and Peter, he took on into the garden. He went farther into the garden to pray, asking a simple request of his three friends that they watch for him while he prayed. But three times he returned to find them sleeping. Perhaps because it was late and they were tired, or perhaps because they did not understand the seriousness of the situation. It was in Gethsemane that Jesus agonized in prayer. His will came into conflict with God's will. He could see before him an ugly and painful cross which he wished to avoid. The sight and smell of blood from the slaughter of sheep for the feast of the Passover, flowing in the nearby Kidron Brook, was heavy that night. No doubt the aroma brought to his mind the very likely possibility that his blood would flow in a very short time. Jesus was not in that garden very long until he noticed a small group of Roman soldiers and Jewish temple guards, led by Judas Iscariot, coming toward the garden. Down the steps which passed by the home of Caiaphas the high priest they came, the very same steps Jesus and his disciples had walked down after leaving the upper room. Upon arrival, Judas greeted Jesus with a kiss, the traditional greeting among friends. "Master," cried Judas as he kissed Christ. How many times since then he has endured the same type of hypocrisy? They carried him away from Gethsemane to a fate no person should have to endure. He went willingly because he had decided while praying in the garden that God's will and not his would prevail. Perhaps as they walked away, he looked up to the golden gate across the Kidron and remembered the previous Sunday's events when the crowd cried, "Hosanna!" There was no crowd other than the soldiers now, and no hosannas, only silence and darkness. The Garden of Gethsemane is still there in the Kidron Valley today. This place of the wine press has 8 olive trees growing in it. They're gnarled and twisted from age. Looking at them, one is reminded of the terrible agony Christ experienced here. It's never an easy matter to do the will of God, and every person who tries will eventually come to Gethsemane. Some continue in his way from Gethsemane. Others turn back and walk with him no more. Gethsemane is located in a valley. It always will be. For the crucial decisions which life places upon our shoulders are never decided on a Mount of Olives. The crucial, real, life-directing decisions come when we are in the valley. And this is as it should be. For the person who believes in God in the darkness of the valley is the only person who believes in God at all.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.